Happy anniversary to us.
Anniversary.
Happy anniversary to us. These 7 months, 9 days, 22 hours, 5 minutes, and 13 seconds have been so
tumultuous,
but worth all the fuss.
A picnic. I thought we were just meeting up for a walk.
Yes, it's been 7 months that have already passed since that party where we first met. Our many adventures have flown by so fast. There's some facts you've already forgotten, I'll bet. Who was the one to set off the spark that ignited the passions we hid within?
How did we get here to Central Park? When did our romance really begin?
Well, it was you who started it. That first night when we met at that dinner of Ben's. You complained about having a less than great time on that blind date set up by your friends. When I asked what you really were looking for in your search for an ideal man, you said someone to fall just madly in love with. Someone will fall just as madly in love with me. And with that utterly extraordinary passionate outburst, my own fascination began.
Well, the next time we met, you made the suggestion that I join you to see the ballet someday. Though someday met next season 6 months away. It was you who made the first move, no question.
But you jumped the gun with a date at that museum. It was you who first asked me out.
Yet you aren't quite as innocent as you make yourself seem. You stood so close beside me in front of that painting that your body had engulfed me and made me feel like fainting. That was your provocation, without doubt.
I have no idea what you're talking about. But I do know you unleashed your secret weapon named Romeo. You sent us for a walk when I couldn't say no.
I just thought it was time for you to meet that day.
We're now best buddies, so you've had your way.
Well, after that snowfall in Central Park, the next day we went back and kept walking till dark. Then you gave me that first kiss. And yes, what a thrilling came all and forever undone.
But our first night together was spent at your place. It was at your invitation. That's a fact you'll have to face.
Well, we couldn't very well stay at your place that night with those happy photos everywhere in plain sight.
You know I've been trying so hard to remove all my photos and all my mementos.
Then the next morning we saw Jack and Ruth and you threw me under the bus.
Yes, I panicked, but I did want to try to protect you.
Protect me? How? By acting ashamed to be seen with me.
But Ruth kept going on about Susan. You know that I've struggled too since the start of it, but I can't just erase my past, as I know you would like me to do. I can't help if the memories last while I try to be true to you. But for me, what's at the heart of it, what matters the most of all, is that I really did fall.